the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, and from Mexico, the good senor Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Are you drunk yet, Lundy? How hammered are you?
No. Come on. Day one, Brad, you and I have been doing this for a while. If you do too much on day one, then there's this echo effect and you can't do that. But they had a huge bonfire going last night that you could socially distance and space yourself around and had some live music. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I would take that, especially with about, I don't know, a dozen tequilas in hand. I wish I was an octopus in that instance, because, you know, I could just hold as many beverages as humanly possible or as creature possible. In that regard, well, enjoy your vacation, and I'm sure you're going to be cracking open a Corona here in a matter of minutes. Get back in the hot tub as well, or maybe crawl back in bed, which is probably the more likely outcome.
There you but go. Now we're talking.
It is a hump day hockey edition of the pod. You are south of the border. You're thinking warm thoughts, but let's put some picks on ice, hombre. What do you like tonight?
I'm going to give you two different two-way parlays. One of them this afternoon, because there's a couple of games actually that puck drop at 5 o'clock Eastern, believe it or not, for Carolina and Tampa. Forget the money line. Let's go with the over 6 goals. Both of these teams like to put it in the back of the net. So let's take the over on the total. And then between Florida and Dallas, tell you what, I'll take the underdog with the Stars. And Brad, you want to put those two together? Turns into a +301.
Wow.
Now, if you're maybe listening to the podcast a little bit later, maybe you need something for in the evening, the Avalanche are heavy favorites against Minnesota, so I'll take them. But if I put them with the Flyers taking on the Rangers, it turns into a +180. So a couple of different two-way parlays you can go with on a hump day hockey.
Yeah, I like the seduced by the juice, +300 or anything around that odds. Yeah, I'd lock that in all diggity day long. And look, if you want to get on some of the NHL selections tonight or the NBA or college basketball, do so at DraftKings Sportsbook. And yeah, March is right around the corner. It's a month unlike any other, but why does the fun have to wait? All you got to do right now is go to DraftKings Sportsbook, download their top-rated app, and they're going to give all new users a chance to cash $100. New customers can bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. And if your team makes it rain, you cash $100. That's right. All it takes is for one three-pointer being hit by your chosen team to turn $1 into $100. Sounds like a no-brainer, right? Well, this slam dunk of an offer won't be around forever. So head to the App Store now and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on all of the action. Again, go to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get your shot to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. That's promo code FTN for new customers to get a shot at 100-1 odds on any basketball team to hit a triple only. At DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, Michigan, or Virginia residents only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. Winnings paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for more details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT, or in Virginia, 888-532-3500. On this hump day, give me a tequila, amigo, edition of the pod. Let's do it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go to the college basketball hardwood, and let's go to a scintillating matchup in the SEC. Alabama taking on Arkansas. This is a coin flip, to be honest with you. This is two ranked opponents. Alabama's been a little bit uneven here the last couple of weeks, and Arkansas under Eric Musselman, caffeinated and supercharged, just like their head coach. They have been rocking and rolling here down the home stretch. I'm not going to focus on the spread here, Lundy. I'm going to have my eye on the total. It's gotten jacked up to 157, and I'm still hammering the over on it. You know, both these teams love to play to breakneck pace inside the top 30 nationally in adjusted tempo, so they're comfortable playing a game in the 80s overall. Now, when these first two teams met way back in mid-January, Alabama crushed Arkansas 90-59. Arkansas, an uncharacteristic, though, 0.76 points per possession scored in that game, and they were just 4-17 from three. The Razorbacks will not be turned into bacon here. In the second go-around, they're at the Bud Walton Arena. They have gone for 74 points or more in seven of their last contests. Tate Smith and Note, they only had 20 combined points in that first matchup in mid-January. I think they will definitely take a step forward overall. And the other angle you got to take here is the fact that the Tide unleashes from three. They are a bunch of human torches offensively along the perimeter. It's all about D and threes under Nate Oates. Alabama tickling the twine at a 39.4% clip along the arc in SEC play. So pack it all together, and it screams over, over, and over again. Fade or follow on that 157 total, hombre.
I'll tell you what, that thing keeps creeping up, Brad. And when I first saw this game on our pod for today, I thought you were going to go after the spread, which is going to make me nervous because I think this one's a really tough one to call.
Coin flip, baby.
I do like the over. Bama's hit the over three in a row. Arkansas has hit the over two out of the last three. And these are two teams that want to go up and down the court as much as possible. If it starts to get too much closer to 160, I'm probably going to stay away. But as it is right now, I think you can still hammer that over.
Hammer the living daylights out of the over.
Number four.
All right, let's go to the SoCon Conference. Lenny, this might be the first time that we have dipped our toes in that pool of water, but I love me some UNCG, the other Spartans in college basketball, taking on Western Carolina. So I'm going to lay the 14 here with the Spartans. This could be a repeat of Monday's smackdown between these two teams, in which UNCG won on the road 77-56, a sweat-free game from start to finish. In that contest, UNCG nailed 10 triples, grabbed 12 offensive rebounds, forced 17 turnovers, and held Western Carolina just 0.82 points per possession. Now, this is all about the SoCon superheroes that UNCG really is. They're in a race right now with Wofford and Furman for superiority in that league, and right now have a leg up of getting the regular season title and the number one seed in the conference tournament. So their primary superpower is their defensive grip, as the Spartans are number one in six different defensive categories in the SoCon, and WCU, well, they're dead last in effective field goal percentage D. So it's Miller time, baby, for UNCG. Isaiah Miller and company get it done. They cover again. They are 7-3 ATS on the road this season, and I think they're going to tack another W in that column, in that category. So fade or follow, the Spartans -14 against Western Carolina.
Man, that's a big number, but I'll tell you what, I'll follow on this one just because I do not think the Catamounts can hold up with this one. I think this is one that they are going to be in trouble going up against UNCG, but this is a big number, man. I'll be honest with you, even for a team that's only 7-15, only 4-17 against the spread, that is what Western Carolina is on the season. Okay, I'll go with you on this one, but man, that's a lot of points.
Oh, come on, man. Have some huevos here in Mexico, for crying out loud. UNCG for all the monies at -14.
Number three.
All right, let's go to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. MonkeyKnifeFight player prop of the day presented by, you guessed it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Make some bananas right now. It's a DFS site unlike any other. It's just you against the house, more or less, over, under, and all your favorite player props, whether it's in the NHL, it's in college sports, or the NBA. We're going to get to a selection here in the association here in a second. Go there now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to score a free $5 game on the house as a new user. Have an MKFing good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's go to the desert and let's talk about one Chris Paul. Chris Paul going up against the Charlotte Hornets. And I'm going to take the under here, Lundy, on 16.5 points for the maybe delusional Chris Paul. If you've seen the State Farm commercials, he's always worried about something about to go down all the time. Like, the man needs to seek some help, I think, from what I've learned from those ad spots. But he has been under this 16.5 points line in four of his last five. He was just 1-for-9 from the floor against the Trailblazers the last time out. Now, he's averaged 16.6 points per game on the season, so that's where the odds makers get this line. But it's been all about Booker for this Suns team. And you look at Charlotte, number 19 in adjusted defensive efficiency. This is the seventh worst matchup for a scorer, according to the advanced EVP tool at FTNDaily.com. So, Paul, I think it's going to be close, but I'm feeling like 13, 14 points in the end. Heavy dimes distribution overall. But like Chris Paul, I am paranoid of the 16.5 points line here. So fade or follow on the under.
Yeah, can we talk about how ripped Jake from State Farm is? I mean, dude
does
not miss Farm Day.
Yoked. Yeah.
I'm going to follow you on this one because I do think that they're looking at that number because of what his season averages are. But even if you just look at what Chris Paul has done so far in the month of February, Brad, what's happened is he's got some big-time downer games, 12 points, 10 points, that kind of thing. And it's getting buoyed by a couple of games in there where he's up in the high 20s or the 30s. So it's really feast or famine for him. And I think this is going to be a famine one. I do think it's going to be close, but I bet you he finishes with 14 points and tucks underneath this MKF under.
Yeah, fade Chris Paul.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to the college basketball scene, and let's go to South Beach. You're soaking up some vitamin D right now in Cabo. Mentally, I'm going to be soaking up some D, and that is dollar bills, y'all, because I'm betting against the Hurricanes and taking Florida State minus 11. FSU right now projected number 3 seed on my latest edition of the Bracket Big Board, which you can check out for free at ftmbets.com. And the Seminoles have been rolling this month, a 1.269 points per possession score, giving up just 0.971 points per possession on defense. This is the top taco in the ACC when it comes to three-point percentage offense, netting 42.3%, so a whole lot of Walker and Anthony Polite from way downtown. And, you look at Florida State, Leonard Hamilton, the formula often is athleticism, three-point shooting accuracy, and disruptive length. They have a huge advantage in the post with Barnes and Osborne and Gray and Koprivica. And you look at Miami, number 8 in the ACC in the defensive rebounding percentage, number 11 in two-point percentage D, and the Canes more like a tropical depression on offense, netting just 0.935 points per possession in ACC action. So pulled all together, man. Florida State, I think, is going to score the easy cover here in 11. Miami, 2-6 ATS in its last 8 contests. Fade or follow?
Brad, direct quote from Miami's head coach. It's very hard to prepare for an opponent. We can't practice because of the injuries. We don't have a point guard, et cetera. It just keeps going and going. I mean, it's a long quote that he gave to the Miami Herald. Yes, I'm going to follow on this one because Miami is in trouble. Isaiah Wong, if you remember, missed the second half of the game against Georgia Tech over the weekend. He sprained his ankle. So even though he's probably going to play, he's probably not going to be 100%. And he's their leader and their leading scorer. So obviously, if he's not at 100% and they're already dealing with the fact that the coach is making excuses before they even tip off, yeah, let's go with the Seminoles.
Make some shillings with the Seminoles.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's go to a bubblicious matchup in the Big Ten. Indiana taking on the free-falling Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And I'm going to side with the home team here. And this is a very chalky podcast. I fully admit that. But I do like Rutgers minus 3.5 in this one. Indiana really struggling right now, though. They're 4-2-1 ATS in road games this season. Really, this matchup, they're mirror images of one another and mirror images of mediocrity. Because this month, both have been excellent on defense and excrement on offense. Indiana, number 255 in February in effective field goal percentage offense. Rutgers, just slightly better at number 250 in that category. The key matchup here is Miles Johnson against Trace Jackson Davis. Rutgers outstanding in the post in terms of defense, giving up just 44.3% inside the arc in their last 5. So if Mulcahy, Young, and more importantly, Ron Harper Jr., he has been, trapped in an icebox here for like the last 6 weeks. If those guys can tickle the twine, nail some triples from outside, Indiana is dead last in the Big Ten in three-point percentage D, giving up 36.7%. I think Rutgers will score a much-needed resume-solidifying win. Indiana, meanwhile, who is currently the top of my list of first four outs will slide a little bit further down, maybe even past Duke, believe it or not, and Georgia Tech. So with a lot of marbles on the line here, give me Rutgers minus 3.5. Lundy, fade or follow?
I'm just in a good mood, buddy, because I'm on vacation. Let's just make it a 5 for 5
yeah!
on follows for today. Let's do it. Here's the thing that Rutgers has to be careful of. No stupid ticky-tack fouls. Right yeah. now, Indiana has attempted the 6th most free throws in all of Division I. When they're trying to force their way to getting to the free throw line, get those freebies. So Rutgers has to be careful. Don't let Indiana get you in the position where you're making some pretty stupid fouls. And if they can do that, if Rutgers can play smart, don't send Indiana to the line, then I think they're going to come away with this one, and I think that it's an easy one to give up just a handful of points. Indiana seeking revenge, not going to get it in Jersey tonight.
All right, Lenny's got some huevos to eat, or maybe he's got to take a siesta of his own, or maybe just crack open cervezas in multitudes, which I guarantee is bound to happen. So that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lenny on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos, and drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.